Good afternoon. I'm Ann Vandersteel, and welcome to the Zelenko Report, where truth and God are taking down the tyranny of our time. Today, in the continuation of 9/11, from crime scene to courtroom, episode number 8 in this series that has been riveting for our audience, Richard Gage of RichardGage911.org is going to take us through some of the scariest deep dives yet in the parallels of the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, what the masters, the owners, the architects of 9/11. He's going to show us how they have been planning this for quite some time, and you've been using predictive programming through the MKUltra of Hollywood to prepare us to swallow the narrative that hijackers took down the buildings back in 2001, that fateful day on September 11th. We want to thank our sponsors, of course, at MyPillow.com, ZStackLife.com, user promo code Foundation. And folks, sit back, buckle up. Richard Gage on deck.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in 3 layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
And Richard Gage of RichardGage911.org joining me now again for episode 8 on this exciting 9/11 series, from crime scene to courtroom. We're going to be extending what we talked about last week, the parallels, now looking into the evidence of predictive programming, as well as the revelation of the method. Brace for impact. It's going to get very spiritual and very dark here, folks. And this is probably going to be the scariest deep dive yet. Richard, it's great to have you back on. Thanks again for taking time out to help enlighten everybody around the world. This series has taken off and people are wanting the truth.
And I'm wanting to provide it and learn more myself in preparing for my extended mission beyond 9/11 into COVID. I've gone down some routes, some rabbit holes that I didn't want to, but I'm compelled to share it today, Anne.
Great. Well, I've given you calm, so let's get through it, because your information is incredibly valuable, and you cross every T and dot every I. And so far, I have not yet been able to poke holes in anything that you're talking about. And you might want to make sure that we're getting the full screen, by the way, too.
So I'm coming from this perspective as an architect of 30 years. I felt like I was the last to know 5 years later after 9/11 what really happened there. And this has been an eye-opening, heart-rending experience in 9/11. And it only got worse when I got into the parallels of 9/11 and COVID. Now, Kevin Ryan developed these parallels almost 2 years ago. And what I did is kind of codify them, if you will, and give examples, further examples. And what we have with both 9/11 and COVID is the development of an elusive, powerful enemy. We looked at this evidence last week, the week before. One of the development of an elusive, powerful enemy is the gain of function studies on COVID itself in the Wuhan lab, with up to $4 million or more of funding by the NIH, admitted by them, denied by Fauci. This is a huge problem that Senator Rand Paul in particular has begun to expose, but really only begun. Why do they do this? Because this, we discussed a climate of fear that's been created. We discussed extreme control of information and practices by very powerful agencies. We discussed the abuse of science. If you missed any of this, you guys, go back, look at deep dives 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Because where we're heading is deeper into the response to these problems, 9/11 and COVID, particularly COVID today, that are far more harmful than the original problem. It's been well documented that 700 to 1,000 athletes have died during competition. This is incredible. And this is, of course, denied by official sources. The average age, 23. This is completely unprecedented.
Absolutely. 890,
huh?
Absolutely unprecedented. It's terrifying, in fact.
Yeah. 890 cardiac arrests and other serious issues among athletes on the field, many of them. Mainstream media sports channel in Australia is speculating, going so far as on mainstream, that these health issues could be linked to the COVID shots. So we have a video here documenting 1,000 athletes collapsing, dying, heart problems, blood clots from March 2021 to June 2022, well after the pandemic had begun dying down. Documented also by Edward Dowd in his must-read book, Epidemic of Sudden Deaths. The actual book, I've got it there somewhere. Anyway, he investigates this 40% increase in deaths among healthy young people. One America's CEO publicly disclosing that during the third and fourth quarters of 2021, deaths among people of working age, 18 to 64, occurred at a rate 40% higher than before the pandemic. Now, we'll look at these statistics in detail, but considering that's a 10% increase in excess deaths, this is like, well, a 10% increase, not a 40% increase, but even just a 10% increase would be a 1 in 200 year event. Just to put that in perspective, the trend is consistent across every player in the insurance business. Look at this video, Changing America, huge numbers, insurance groups seeing death rates of 40%. The CDC explains, agrees with these statistics, acknowledges them, and they try to pass them off as they're being associated with COVID-19 directly or indirectly. Well, indirectly, they're more associated with the shots, and we'll look at that. But they estimate and acknowledge that there's been 942,000, almost a million deaths, excess deaths in the U.S. So this is not denied. It is acknowledged. And then they try to pass it off. Listen, working-aged people between the ages of 18 and 64, the insurance company says, similar to what the rest of the group life is seeing and consistent with CDC data. Excuse me, we'll come to the CDC's explanation in a minute. So the graph on the left shows that in the third quarter, this is like a huge spike in the third quarter of 2021. It's now 2022. The updated figures are even worse. But of this 40% increase in deaths, we have half of them non-COVID-19 related. Well, if they're not deaths by COVID, what are they deaths by? So we have 50, we'll get to that, 50,000 more excess deaths in 2022 than in 2019 in the UK. That's more than almost all of the past 70 years. And this is post-pandemic. Now, how do they pass this off? Long waits for ambulances, the healthcare system being overrun, cold weather, surging, flu infections. So all of a sudden, the flu, which had disappeared, is back with a vengeance. And that can explain these deaths they're saying now, where all the flu just essentially died when the COVID deaths were being exaggerated. The world's eminent cardiologist from Saudi Arabia calls for a suspension of the mRNA jabs because of cardiac harm concerns. Several doctors in the U.S., one interviewed by Tucker Carlson, also calling for an end to these vaccines, because what the embalmers are finding, many in the U.S. and documenting, are these fibrous white clots that they're pulling out of dead bodies. Most of the dead bodies, not some of them. They're not even clots. They're fibrous structures, they describe. They're not blood. They're white. Blood clots are dark red and to even purple. So this has been a huge problem. We're only touching the surface here. So there's no real investigation. Otherwise, they would have found these things. We've been given false official accounts, which we've looked at. We have extreme censorship. Lately on Twitter, we've all seen the FBI files and their $3.5 million effort paying public money to Twitter to censor citizens and their opinions and their research. Highly illegal, unconstitutional, and we're hopefully we can get to the bottom of that. But they found also that Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb leaned on Twitter heavily to censor tweets which argued against the vaccine passports and claimed that natural immunity is stronger than the shot, which is research. So there's this manipulating, shifting alternative. Also, even the head of WHO, Tedros, says it was a premature to rule out a lab leak as the pandemic's origin. We saw previously that the entire effort was to promote and censor anything other than the bat to human migration of this virus. So in a rare departure from his usual deference to powerful member countries, Tedros said premature push to rule out the theory that the virus might have escaped from a Chinese government lab in Wuhan. So the shift, the narrative is shifting and opening up, and nowhere do we see that more clearly than in this.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market?
Did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No.
Wait a minute. The entire argument for manipulating more than 2 billion people around the world to get this injection was to stop transmission. Now we're learning that they didn't know whether it would or would not stop transmission. This is an incredible admission by this executive from Pfizer. It's unconscionable that even went forth. And so what do they say? Well, the COVID vaccine and the misinterpretation of perceived side effects, going back to the sudden death syndrome here, clarity on the safety of vaccines. So what we're seeing, sorry, is the spin on the deaths and the myocarditis that's been proven to be by the vaccine. Here's the spin. They're saying that people who are peddling this research terrorizes people to staying vaccinated. It's not just causing people to remain susceptible to viral outbreaks, but could also be causing more side effects seen in the vaccine process. What side effects? Well, if subjects are panicked, concerned, stressed, or scared of the vaccination, their arteries will constrict and become smaller in and around the time of receiving the vaccine. This biological mechanism is the most likely cause for where there has been blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, and deaths. So now we're being blamed for all of the side effects of the vaccines by terrorizing the public with information. Interesting. Increased emergency cardiovascular events among the under 40 age population in Israel during the vaccine rollout and the third COVID-19 wave. What do they say about this? Cardiovascular adverse conditions are caused by coronavirus disease. The disease itself is now retroactively causing these heart problems and deaths. So they've got an answer for everything. Well, right. We also look.
No, I agree. They have had an answer for everything. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. Yep. And they're still covering up 9/11. They still have answers to cover up the obvious, what we've proven on the show for the last seven episodes. Pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. And in the last episode, we saw the serious conflicts of interest with suspicious benefits for insiders. We saw implementation of draconian policies and surveillance. In fact, since then, Canada has passed Bill 36 that allows for the imposition of fines up to $200,000, property seizure, jail time for what? For physicians who give misleading information to the patients or the public. Wow. So doctors can't even practice without great fear of these in Canada, without, in addition to losing their license, what they're doing in this country. Now, this takes a really dark twist. There are several PhD biologists and who use dark field and even light field microscopy to find out what's really in the vaccine. Now, this particular doctor, David Nixon, finds that these appear. He's found structures in the Pfizer vials that appear to be self-assembling from the contents of these inside the virus, inside the vaccine itself, right from the vial. Dark field microscopy photos showing an intelligent design, and this came out in a Sunday episode of the International Crimes Investigation Committee, ICIC, co-hosted by the co-founder, Dr. Reiner Fulmich, who has a lot of respect in the COVID truth movement, and along with ex-Pfizer executive, Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was witnessing all of this in real time and commenting on it. Boxy, dark structures, similar in shape to crystals, but without internal structures that appear to be different from a naturally occurring type crystal. Let's look at them. This is what he's finding in four drops of Pfizer vaccine left for 10 weeks on a glass slide. exposed to EMF. In other words, these grew in the Pfizer over this period of time with exposure to a nearby wireless router. Nothing special. We all have it in our home. So he's at 40 times magnification here and more so here. This is in the Pfizer vaccine vial. I didn't take these pictures. I didn't find them. Several doctors have found them themselves, commented on them. You can find it on the internet. It's absolutely extraordinary, disturbing, and raises all kinds of questions. In fact, this doctor at La Quinta Columna, biologist Ricardo Delgado, finds them also and documents them. He's got hundreds of these photographs. We're just touching the surface of all of this today. This is not my area of expertise. I'm reporting what at least half a dozen doctors and microbiologists and microscopists have shown. We're going to jump, though, into what are the, as dark as that can get, which is, to me, even more disturbing than the 40% rise in deaths in young people, because this involves intent, right? Not just an accident, but obviously intelligent design in those structures and intent. Well, with regard to intent, how far back does it go? On the 9/11 side, we have predictive programming, which we'll talk about. But back in 2001, before 9/11, we have Is There Life Beyond the Boom, showing the Twin Towers, and we have Hollywood filled with images and films and memes of the Twin Towers being attacked, in this case by a plane.
Order of Liberty in Washington, Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. We're going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
I'll tell the flight crew.
Landing, can you override the flight control system?
I'm working on it.
Well before 9/11, I think it's 6 months, maybe 3 months before 9/11, the expiration of the license on Neo's license is September 11th. Coincidence? Okay. Godzilla, 9/11 on the watch. That's in the Matrix movie, Neo, of course. Throughout comic books and movies, 9/11 itself, 9/11, the meme was brought out in relationship to the Twin Towers, which are being hit again and again and again. And again here with Muslim fundamentalists, presumably. Now, how this meme wasn't even out there in the public imagination until 1994, when it's put out there. So, how far in advance, if you're going to plan? We saw that the Twin Towers demolition was planned and executed well before it planned. Before 9/11, executed on 9/11, we've proven that it was brought down by explosive controlled demolition, which proves pre-planning. Now we're looking back and saying, oh my God, is it possible that this was planned, a decade in advance?
And you know what, Richard, all things that we're learning now with respect to Hollywood, which we know has been CIA MK Ultra co-opted going back generations, decades, it would certainly seem that they were preparing our minds to accept that this narrative that hijacked planes from from people that are of Islamic background and demographic would be wanting to take down the World Trade Center. But you have proven through an extraordinary amount of evidence that it goes well past flying planes into the building. This was a highly organized plan to detonate and demolition the Twin Towers in addition to Building 7. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we're hot on the trail here with Richard Gage of RichardGage911.org. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more as we continue down this dark path of the COVID parallels.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
And welcome back to the second half of episode 8 with Richard Gage of RichardGage911.org. I want to remind you that this is evidence that's going to be presented in his feature documentary, Crime Scene to Courtroom, 9/11 Crime Scene to Courtroom, in which a grand jury will be impaneled to look at all of this evidence. And you too can play a role as a producer if you head on over to the website, RichardGage911.org. And find out how you too can be a contributor to this entire process. Because again, it's going to be we the people that brings all the evidence forward. And the evidence may be substantiated in the fact that you are financially supporting those that are gathering the evidence, but we all play a role. So please think about supporting this incredible effort here if you've enjoyed series 1 through 7. Series 8 right now is getting darker. Richard, I turn the comms back over to you.
Okay, let's do it. Now, we left off with this incredible array of probably up to 100. I've only got half that many here. This array of attacks on the Twin Towers well before 9/11, setting it out as a meme, even on The Simpsons. The tickets are $9, but there's 9/11 yet again, right? Again and again, Independence Day even. The actual attacks, you can compare them on the left to the very interesting similarity.
subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
Well.
Wow. Brace
how
for
much
impact.
Of that? Half of that, Anne, has already come true for those of you viewers who have done your homework and seen the first part, the first six or seven of these in this series, realize that this was all put out there in front of our face by Hollywood. And this is not an isolated example, but it's very specific to the things that have happened and are happening. And in all likelihood, if we don't gather our forces, will happen. So why do they do this? Well, one reason might be that they're trying to disarm us. So when we go out there and talk about takeover of America, or we talk about any of these litany of just mentioned false flag events, they can say, oh, you just watch Fox News. You're just a conspiracy theorist. You're watching too much Hollywood. So we get disarmed, those of us who are trying to speak the truth, by these movies. I think that's one of the aims. The other aim we're going to be looking at here in a minute is the revelation of the method. In other words, they're telling us what they're doing because they have to. There is a universal law, apparently, that requires our buy-in, and they get our buy-in by them putting it in front of us on television in massive ways. So it gets darker. Stay with us. Let's go to the COVID side. 2012, Summer Olympics. Sick children in hospital beds, simulating thousands of them, at least hundreds. Why? This is halftime, or excuse me, introductory entertainment for the Summer Olympics. And it's as dark can get. In fact, there's a very dark overlord overseeing all of this, if not directing it, with a dark, with a needle-like object in his hand, terrorizing children. It just doesn't get any more obvious. We have all kinds of questions about why they're doing what they're doing, how this happened, how it was a coincidence. This is 9 years before the pandemic, or eight. Even with a hint of the origin of the virus here in the entertainment. And then before masks were used by Americans, we have the telegraphing of it by Billie Eilish wearing a Gucci outfit, which was considered bizarre. And of course, now in retrospect, we have different feelings about it.
I've seen this one, Richard. I've been to Denver International Airport and seen this painting long before COVID. And I remember how much I was completely taken aback and shook by these images of children wearing masks with their flags, no, flag masks representing the country from where they hail. But it seemed such an odd way. Why not put them in t-shirts with their flags on a t-shirt? But yet you have their silenced faces with their countries being represented as the silencing mask. It's just absolutely bizarre.
It is bizarre. It is foreshadowing what's coming, what came, and what may be coming.
Well, they're talking about the next pandemic being targeting of children. They say it's going to have a massive impact on our children. So again, they're promoting fear. But you know, have they already got one in the bag that they know genetically targets our future, our children, our beloved?
And of course, you're referring to the exercise which we talked about in last week's episode, Contagion 2025. They predicted a contagion. What's that word? Something contagion. And this was the tabletop exercise by the WEF, the WHO, mm-hmm. et cetera. So be sure to look at that. But now here's Hollywood putting forth from this side. They get at us from all sides. Science, Hollywood, but look at the truth here. The truth that comes out.
You desecrated all of my work. You disrespected science. What the hell did you put in that vaccine?
We created a flu that sparked the demand for a vaccine that doesn't work. After everyone in the country is vaccinated.
And the world.
He'll have murdered millions.
Nope, you don't have it.
How much evil do you have to do good? Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the Sturge flu.
I knew it.
I knew it.
You created a panic and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms and letting us give them our creation. What we are doing is far bigger than death.
This virus is not deadly.
Everything I do is a cure for our current situation. We intend to stop human reproduction for 3 generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Huh? In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated today hit their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that has replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake.
Yep. And who was Prince Charles said, if I was going to be reincarnated, I'd come back as a virus to take out the human race.
That's what he did say.
There's a hatred here, and I just can't believe that they're actually putting this out there for us to see. But they do it because they have to.
Right.
I don't understand how that works. Do you, Ann?
Well, it's part of this. It's part of the worship of Satan. The satanic ritual is that you must tell the world what it is you intend to do. And they have used Hollywood and the mainstream media, and they've used the internet, for that matter, Richard, to publish and promote their ideas of Satanism, of what they believe to be the world in which we need to live in, the new world order. Look at all of their symbolism. Every single piece of symbolism is demonic by nature. Fauci's family crest, going back generations, you won't believe this. I exposed this a long time ago on one of my shows, shows a serpent eating the head of a baby. This is the Fauci family lineage. So this goes back deep. This is very, very deep.
Well, and there's this push. We talked about the tabletop exercise contagion. I'll remember the other word that goes with that by the WEF. They predicted, well, they say they don't predict, but they had an exercise, which in 2025, this new virus, which as you pointed out, attacks children. So they get us right, in the heart, where what we really care about. Well, coincidentally, from Hollywood, yet again, there's this movie that already came out, which must have been in the works prior to the pandemic.
Is this about the emergency broadcast?
Yeah, martial law, huh? We on lockdown, the whole country.
You've been warned.
I remember they'd always say one thing. It's coming.
Yep. They're telling us it's coming, and they do it in the X-Files again with a COVID-like virus.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Just hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
You say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune systems by the addition of something to our DNA.
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered.
I don't know that either.
It's clearly a widespread failure of our immune systems.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine is...
Okay.
The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay. So how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact locations.
Exactly, but in this instance used as a weapon.
The ability to depopulate the planet, to kill everyone but the chosen
by tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet.
This stuff doesn't slip out of Hollywood unnoticed. They're actually telling us what they did in Tuskegee, giving black men syphilis, experimenting on significant percentages of populations. This is what's called revelation of the method. Dustin Broadberry, a freelance writer from London at Cogent, thecogent.org, goes into this. He says it runs even deeper than what we've been talking about, predictive programming. According to Dr. Michael Hoffman, who's here in Coeur d'Alene, interestingly, near me and whom I have had the opportunity to speak with. First, they suppress the counterargument. That's you and me, Anne. And when the most opportune time arrives, they reveal aspects of what's really happened, but in a limited hangout kind of a way, which you just saw from these Hollywood clips. We were told the vaccines were harmless until Pfizer debased their own safety claims, but not before the entire world, or much of it, had been vaccinated. Lockdown apologists across the corporate media are now almost unanimous that lockdowns do more harm than good. This is no arbitrary about face, but rather a carefully planned sequence of disclosures when the time is ripe. Michael Hoffman suggests that the ruling elite are giving notice of their supremacy, declaring themselves virtuoso criminal masterminds above the law and beyond reproach. But most of all, they're telling you in no uncertain terms that you are without recourse. These events are beyond your control, as is your own destiny, for that matter. Eventually, a sense of apathy, ebulia, which is absence of willpower, engulfs humanity, demoralizing us to the point of conceding defeat to a system we are powerless to change. See how deep this goes.
Yeah.
Buried deep within their rule of law is a hidden constitution that states nothing happens without your consent. In this version of contract law, once the truth is hidden in plain sight, you've agreed to it. There exists someplace an unsigned contract with your unsworn oath upon it. So this statement comes from British intelligence, the wing of what Michael Hoffman calls the cryptocracy, the hidden rulers. This would be above government figures and so forth, which you've gone into some depth about in your other episodes. And he says, now this British intelligence officer says, realizing that our activities will sooner or later come to light, As conspiracy researchers unravel them, that's our job, they will release information into the public consciousness, as we just saw in those Hollywood clips. The more we are investigated, the more masses of people are psychologically processed by the very people who seek to expose us.
Mm.
This is a little disturbing because we
yes.
think waking people up, and we could be serving a darker purpose, but there's a light purpose as well, which we'll talk about.
Richard, we are running up. We are getting close to the end of our segment, just so you know.
Thank you. So the meme of our the meme that constitutes our essential structure is then successfully mimicked within the consciousness of those who investigate us. Inducing awe in people is to induce paralysis in them of a type of shock. And so we become addicted to the thrills of finding out what our slave masters are doing to us. If we have a sense that these are supremely powerful people against whom resistance is useless, then that extends their power exponentially. So, Anne, we have a spiritual problem here, don't we? How do we solve it?
Oh, well, I think I know. We have to suit up with our armor of God, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Let's go.
Yep. Connecting the dots, prayer, meditation. We got to find out who we really are. We got to wake up, help others to wake up after we learn more and take action. Support those who speak for you if you guys can't speak. Anne and I are doing a decent job, I think, our best. Join us. We're ready to help.
Well, Richard, as always, you bring out some compelling information. You've drawn the parallels to COVID, 9/11, and you've used their own tools. Hollywood has been telling us for a long time what they plan to do. And you're right, it is a psychological operation, a warfare. It's fifth generational war right now, where they are actually getting the masses, like you said, to become addicted to what they're going to do to us next. This is why the Zelenko Freedom Foundation is having a summit in March, because we're bringing solutions, Richard. We don't want to sit and spin on all the things they've done to us and plan to do to us. We want to show people how to live freely around and without these horrific demonic confines and constraints and torture that they continue to put upon the masses. So, Richard, this has been most enlightening. Do we have anything more that we can expect from you?
Well, there's a discussion that we just opened up. Maybe we can have it. The solutions you're talking about and the solutions that that I'm aware of and many, many others, of course, have to be penetrated and exposed and distributed to the sleeping people.
I hear you. Oh, well, Richard Gage of RichardGage911.org. We're going to stay close to you because I know that you're going to keep coming with more information. Thank you so much to you and Gail for this incredible work. And we want to, as I said, stay connected because we do expect to see Crime Scene to Courtroom to come to fruition. Hope that folks can, we can encourage you to support Richard in his endeavors. And let's get this grand jury impaneled. And let's hold these people accountable. But again, it's going to come from a grand jury of we the people, not a federal grand jury selected by those that continue to torture us in various ways. So again, Richard, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Anne. Thank you.
All right, everybody. We'll see you again on Monday for another edition of the Zelenko Report. Have a great weekend.